any presents this morning or yesterday?
Yes.
Yes. Did you get what you wanted?
Yes.
Yes. Open any presents, Lucas?
Yes.
Good. Well, sometimes we might perhaps ask for something. Did you ask for what you wanted? You told your mum and dad what you wanted. Yes. Yeah. But sometimes we might be surprised by receiving a gift we didn't know we wanted or needed until we received it. And then we think, what a perfect gift. Now, gifts are very important in the Christmas story. We might think, perhaps, of the three kings who brought gifts. What did they bring? Anybody know? What did the Magi bring?
Incense.
Gold, frankincense and myrrh. Or tradition has it that the shepherd brings a lamb. We don't know, but maybe one of the shepherds brought a lamb. Maybe. We sung that just now in the carol. But I want us to think this morning not so much about gifts that were brought to the baby Jesus as gifts that God gives to us at Christmas time. And I'm going to want us to think about three gifts. And I've got some gifts here to help us think about them. Right, now, I want, somebody to help me open the first gift. Anybody like to open the... Aiden's coming already. You can open another one, sorry. Okay, right. Aiden, can you help open this? It's quite light, isn't it? And then they return to their daily lives, praising God with great joy. Joy is a wonderful gift, and we can have the gift of joy at Christmas time ourselves. We open our ears and open our hearts to respond. So that's the first gift. Who'd like to help me open the second gift? Samuel, do you want to do it?
No.
You don't want to do it?
Yeah.
Who would like to open it? Who'd like to open the second gift? Come on, I'll do it. Right. Can you read what it says? Peace. Well done. Wow. Something else in there. You can have this one. There you go. Was it peaceful in your house this morning? Was it? Sometimes in families it's not that peaceful on Christmas Day, is it? Was it peaceful in your house, Samuel?
Jesus.
He was. All these perfect children we had about. When I was a child, it was very chaotic. Mind, there were five children in my family, so it was very chaotic and noisy on Christmas Day. Wasn't much peace. We get cards saying peaceful Christmas, and you think, not sure. Anyway, but more sadly and more seriously, of course, Christmas is sometimes a time when families have quite a lot of tension and conflict. It's not always a time of peace, but we pray that we might know peace at Christmas time and remember those who are lacking peace. Peace is a very important gift in the Christmas story as well. We thought about the angels coming to the shepherds with news of great joy, but then they sing in heaven, glory to the highest heaven, and peace to God's people on earth, peace to the world, peace to the nations, peace to our communities, peace to our families, peace in our hearts, peace with God. Peace is something we really need. And Jesus promises to give us peace, the kind of tough, resilient peace which remains even in very difficult times. Peace we can find even in the eye of the storm. And Jesus wants us to live that peace in our relationships with others, even those who are very different from ourselves. In our communion service, we say, Christ is our peace. Right, I've got third final gift. Who's going to open that one? You are going to do this. I think I know what you were doing. You were waiting to have the last one, weren't you, Sam? Right, can you help me? Love, they wouldn't be worth very much, would they? And I'm sure there's lots of love in your family this Christmas, Samuel. But let's also remember those who are lonely, those who maybe live on their own, those who feel unloved. Let's remember those people this Christmas time. I hope you have a really lovely Christmas, a joyous party. But of course, love is absolutely essential to the Christmas story. It wasn't mentioned in our gospel reading this morning, but we did hear of the loving kindness of God in our reading from Titus. And of course, Jesus coming into the world is above all a gift of love. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Jesus is God's gift of love to the world. One of our carols we sing is, love came down at Christmas. Love embodied in Jesus himself. The Word made flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. All these gifts, joy, peace and love, all come in the person of Jesus. God doesn't send his gifts to us through long distance post, as it were. He comes himself, he brings those gifts himself, and with them he gives his very self. Now, I wonder if you know the English saying, a dog is not just for Christmas. Anybody know that? A dog is not just for Christmas. You can't have a dog given to you on Christmas Day and then you just think, that's nice, the next day forget about it, like you might with some of your other presents. Because you've got to actually welcome a dog into your house, you've got to take them out for a walk, you've got to love them. It's going to change your life, having a dog for Christmas. These gifts are not just for Christmas. They are for our everyday life throughout the year, every day, however difficult and painful our lives might be. Sometimes perhaps we may be surprised by the joy and the peace and the love that God gives us, because we don't earn them. We receive them because God loves us. But maybe what we do need to do is to have an open mind and an open heart, not to be cynical or closed off from the gifts that God wants to give us, but to receive them. And then we will become people of joy, people of peace, people of love, because God's gifts are to be shared. Thanks be to God.